The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, this is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, Britney's husband better move to the side because his request for spousal support is going to get denied.
He requested spousal support?
I didn't even mean to make that rhyme, and it did.
That was bars.
Britney's hubby better step aside because his prenup... he's not getting anything inside. I don't know what I just said.
Britney's husband better step aside because his spousal support is about to get denied.
Oh, yeah, denied was the word.
Well, you a poet and you don't even know
it. That was an accident, but thank you. Britney's husband had asked for spousal support. Dude, her prenup leaves him with nothing.
Really?
He's not getting anything from
Britney. How much is he asking for?
I don't even know, but it's not important because he's not getting anything.
Because it ain't going to happen.
It ain't happening. Other than his gifts that she gave him and the cars that he has from her, that's about it.
That's all he's getting.
But I don't, I'm sorry, and I say this to women, especially when there's no kids involved. Spousal support is a joke. Get a job.
Yeah, I mean, child when there's support, kids, in, different.
That's child support.
Way different.
Spousal support, get a life.
Unless I do see the case where, say, you've been married for 50 years.
Yes.
And all you do together is have lived. One supports the other. Other supports whatever. When you divorce, then I can see spousal support because that's a major life change.
You got a 50-year-old woman maybe that didn't have a job or a man that didn't have a job their whole lives. This guy was married to her for one year.
For 1 year. This ain't gonna fly.
He's young.
Yeah.
He can get a job.
Yeah, he'll be
all
right.
He had a job before Britney. He'll get a job again. Sam, you're not getting spousal support. Keep dreaming.
Hey, Sam, I know a few places hiring right now,
dog. Get to work. It's not your last night, but it is your last chance to win Pentatonix tickets at 8:40 this morning.
I see what you did there.
You like that?
I see what you did there. Okay, you on one today.
I'm on one because it's Friday.
Hey, Weba.
You know how we feel on Friday.
You know how we do.
Hold on just a second. Give me a minute. My headphones. Hold on.
My headphones is messing up.
Much better.
Good.
They were cutting out, so I couldn't hear a thing, but now I'm better. All right, DZ. Happy Friday. Where were we?
Feliz Viernes.
Feliz Viernes. We haven't been doing enough Spanish on this show.
We need to start doing more.
How do I say what the hell in Spanish?
Que demonios.
Que demonios. Where is the Espanol around here, DZ?
Que demonios. ¿A dónde está el Espanol?
My Espanol's getting mal. How do I say bad?
Mal, yeah.
Mal. Oh, yeah. I added an A at the end.
Mala. Well, you just did the feminine form. Mala. You good. See?
I knew I knew Spanish.
Malo, mala, masculine, feminine. The O is masculine.
I
the A
do
is
that.
Feminine.
Okay.
You know, that's your little DZ Spanish lesson of the day right there. Boom, bomb.
How do I say painkiller in Spanish? And there's a reason I asked that this morning.
That was a little harder.
Sorry.
Pastilla para el dolor.
Never mind. Okay, how do I say drugs?
Come on now.
In Spanish.
Drogas!
Stop it. The reason I brought this up is because you and I got into a really interesting conversation off the air about pain medication and how much we will take. And I'm talking from whether you're in the hospital, at the doctor, down to are you just, it's a Tuesday and you have a headache at work and you need some ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Because everyone's on a different level of what they'll take.
I feel that 100%. Nobody's the same when it comes to like your threshold, whether it's pain or just comfort.
It's not about threshold for me.
No?
For me, it's give me the drugs. Like, yo, doc, I'm about to have a baby. Load up the epidural as soon as possible.
Stat.
I'm that girl. Like,
50 cc's of epidural, stat.
Bro, when I came out of my...
I don't think that's a good thing. Hold on.
So serious, I just called you a bra. This is how hardcore I'm getting. Bra, listen. Been around my kids too much.
Been around me too much too now. Too. Bro.
When I had my surgery last October, right? My tummy tuck, my breast augmentation, my arm lift, all that.
Yeah, you almost had a year.
When I came, I am almost at a year.
Whoa.
When I came out of that, I said, don't play with the drugs. Keep them pumping.
Keep them flowing, doc.
I said to my caretaker, Callie, every 4 hours, give me the drugs
Make sure I'm on schedule.
Don't
cool.
Let there be a gap because I'm not interested in this.
3 hours, painful. 59 minutes. Be ready.
We were. And I got through and I was fine. And people go, how was the pain? I go, it was fine because I took the drugs.
Because I did the pain management.
But then you have people who go, well, I'm not taking drugs. I don't need them. And then you have people who say, well, I'm afraid to because I'm going to get addicted. Yet they've never taken them in their lives. So that's based on nothing. But anyway, where are you at with pain management?
Dog, you're going to make fun of me.
Because I'm, give it to me.
Give it to me.
All of it. Shoot me up, Doc.
Okay. No, I'm actually complete opposite.
Yeah.
I don't want none of it. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's like a simple ankle tweak. I don't care if I've just gotten in like a major, you know, fender bender, which I have, but I prefer not to. Honestly, I don't like the way it makes me feel.
Okay.
I don't necessarily
am a fan
of Western medicine.
Why?
And I don't know, man. I'm a more holistic type of person, so I like to do things more naturally. I grew up using homemade remedies. I'm a homemade remedy kid, right? So naturally, pills to me, I'm like,
but if something happens and you need a painkiller for something severe, you would take it.
If something severe happens,
like a broken arm,
I'm not. Well, when I broke my hand, I definitely took the pain pills for that because that was terrible.
Thank you. So you're saying it has to be extreme.
It has to be extreme, but my pain threshold is very high.
Yeah.
And honestly, I like to feel my body. Mm. If something's wrong, what happened the other day, right? I told you my knee was tweaked, right?
Yeah.
I'm starting to get that golfer's knee, y'all. I've only been golfing seriously for about 3 days.
If you heard it on Monday, his hobby's back, and we are hardcore golfing today.
I'm in it. You know, I'm in it. I'm going to a bachelor party to golf.
So your knee's tweaking.
But my knee's tweaking, right? I did not want to take anything, do anything, because when it first started happening, I was like, oh, this is strange out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Is it my meniscus? Is it my MCL? What is it? I got constant knee problems. So I like to feel my body so I can see where I'm at. Gauge how I'm doing.
See, that actually makes sense. Nobody's ever given me that argument before. Normally, it's something like, I'm going to get addicted. And I'm like, I don't get it.
Well, nobody wants to get addicted.
Nobody does. That's an obvious, right? But my thing is that you pointed out something, which is you want to feel the injury to know how it's doing.
Exactly. And
which to me, I get it. If I'm drugged up, I'm not feeling it. I don't know where my healing's at.
That pain threshold
that
changes.
That makes sense. So that actually makes sense.
Say I do feel like something really happened. Yeah. I got to go in. If I'm all drugged up, if I've taken a bunch of pain pills, a bunch of acetaminophen.
Mm-hmm. A bunch of Tylenol.
A bunch of
aspirin.
If I'm on 500 milligrams of, you know. Yeah, what's it called? Ibuprofen.
You can take up to 800.
Oh, okay.
Trust me, I know.
Oh, bad.
I like pain medicine. I know, GZ.
So if I'm all, you know, hype on that, feeling better because it's a painkiller, fever reducer, whatever, yada, yada, it's going to not give me the fullest picture of how I feel. And I hate that. I like knowing where my body's at.
Okay. So we're the opposite on this, where I am like, give me the drugs until the pain is gone and then I'm going to move on. You're like, I'll take them when it's severe.
Unless absolutely necessary.
Let me live and let me feel my body. I don't like the way they make me feel. I can receive all that. 414-533-1037. Where are you at with drugs? That sounds so horrible.
That's terrible.
You know what? Where are you at when it comes to pain medicine?
Yeah.
Because you didn't even want to take ibuprofen one day. And I was like, nope. Come on.
I can have a headache and I'm not trying to take nothing for it.
See, I don't get those people. And there's a lot of people like you. I see the phones ringing. They're probably calling. We'll take your calls and your texts next. How do you feel about taking ibuprofen for a headache, pain medicine for an injury?
You all for it or you against it?
Shoot me up, Doc. Kiss FM. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ talking about pain medication and where you're at with it. Because we all have different opinions on it as far as who will take it and who won't and when you'll take it and when you won't. I am the one who said, got in the hospital and said, oh, my water broke. Give me the epidural now.
Ahora.
I heard I was allowed to get it now, which means I want it now.
I'm in the parking lot. Can y'all come get me?
Come put it in, then I'll come in. Seriously. DZ says he waits till it's either severe because he likes to feel his body if he takes it at all, right?
You either got to force me or I got to be, you know, in force and just go, oh my gosh.
You
got to
have a broken bone, basically, and be in a lot of pain.
I got to need a bacchiotomy.
Bacchiotomy. Lindsay is in Muskego this morning. Let's go to her first. No, don't get stressed. It's gonna get filled up. Jonas Brothers is her theme song. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, Lindsay.
How you doing? You taking Tylenol for a headache, or are you like DZ where you're like, nah, I'm good?
I usually wait it out I don't take medicine unless I absolutely have to. And then my husband's the opposite.
Yep.
If we're going to be doing like some volleyball for several hours, he'll pop an 800 ibuprofen beforehand. He knows he's going to be sore after.
Before. He's me. He's me. He's like pain management 101, man. We do it all.
Well, and listen, if I get to the level where I know I'm going to need it, there's certain things. Now, we ain't start getting into no stomach issues. You're talking about pain medication.
Oh, Pepto-Bismol.
I will pop me a Pepto on the ASAP, okay?
Okay, so that was enough that will bother you to take the medicine.
Stomach stuff, I don't mess with at all. That's one that I'm quick to go, okay, give me something right now, because I hate that.
Ask you and Lindsay. And Lindsay, you know what? You can answer first. Why do you want to be in pain if you could take an ibuprofen to stop a headache immediately? Why would you want to feel that? Like, I don't understand why you'd want to be uncomfortable if you don't have to be.
It's not about wanting to be in pain, but your body's telling you you're in pain for a reason. So do you have a headache because you're dehydrated? Do you have a headache because you've been in the heat too long? Or do you have a headache because you're getting your menstrual cycle?
Like, I don't know. I'm not a doctor, which is why I'm taking the ibuprofen and moving on with my life.
Most cases, I got a headache because I'm having my menstrual cycle. So I know what it is for me.
Same. Same girl. Oh, that's funny. I guess I get it, Lindsay. No, I don't.
No, but Lindsay's got a major point.
There's a reason you have a headache. I don't deny that.
Find out what it is. Try having some water first. Maybe have a snack.
I drink water,
too. Sit down.
Too.
Take a load off.
Nah.
Breathe. You don't just go, oh, my head hurt. Ibuprofen.
I do. I do. I mean, I'm not making this up. It's not that I won't drink water on top of that, but if I have a headache, I'm taking ibuprofen or Tylenol.
I feel it.
I just don't want to be uncomfortable.
My wife's kind of like that too, but she lives with a headache. So when she takes something for a headache, it's because
bad.
Her headaches are migraines basically. So
well,
I work in urgent care and I have so many people come in with different ailments like ankle pain, back pain. My head hurts. Well, have you tried anything? No.
No.
That's the first step.
Stop it.
Try something before you come see me.
Hold on.
I mean, some people are out here going crazy. Go immediately to the hospital.
Wait a second. One, I didn't know Lindsay worked in urgent care. This is a new fact about her. I need to write down as we learn more about her.
On your life sheet.
But I can't imagine going to urgent. I couldn't imagine going to anyone with a headache without taking something first. That is the dumbest thing. You must deal with the dumbest people in urgent care.
You do it all the time.
I mean, there
are some special individuals that come in with insect bites, and I'm like, you're okay.
An insect?
You're okay.
Wow. Wow.
Cool
okay.
Compress, guys. You'll be all right.
All right.
It's a spider bite. You'd be good.
Yeah.
You wash it?
You'll be good.
Just wash it. Keep an eye on it.
People have no sense.
I mean, some people don't.
This is why I'm waiting at urgent care. So a bug bite? Oh, my God. Lindsay, thank you for calling.
We appreciate you, fam.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
Let's go to Amanda in Racine this morning. She didn't even need the cue.
Nope.
Love it.
You guys got me laughing with Lindsay. I'm one of those people that go to urgent care for no reason.
No.
Oh, my God.
Man.
I can't breathe. Fireworks. I nailed them.
I can't breathe. I'm overwhelmed.
It's so Amanda. Amanda's like the worry wart. Like, I could just see her going into urgent care and being like, oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, and I did. I did it during the 4th of July.
Damn it, Amanda.
She did it with a smile, though.
She was happy.
Yeah, I did.
How's everybody doing? Good. I'm terrible. I can't breathe. Can you help me?
Amanda, somebody texted in and said, above the neck Tylenol, below the neck Advil. So, Amanda, we learned that you go to urgent care for dumb reasons. You're one of those people.
No, not dumb, just any.
Any, thank you. But do you take medicine when you have a headache or a pain, or would you take a painkiller?
I try to avoid it as much as possible because I used to pop ibuprofen like no other, and then my body got immune to it, so it stopped working.
100%.
So that was the problem.
Why were you popping it like no other, though?
Oh, I get a lot of like leg pains I used to get.
Oh, she's a
hypochondriac. But then I realized I can just wait it out and it's fine.
Oh, right, because you're a hypochondriac. And I mean that in the nicest way. Like,
I am.
She goes to urgent care for nothing, right? Well, if she would just wait,
I mean,
it's the anxiety.
Yeah.
It's your mind.
Yeah, it's your mind. Listen, but is it a hypochondriac if you think something's wrong and when you go, something's actually wrong with what you thought? Because that's
no.
No, normally nothing's wrong.
That's
so.
Why she's a hypochondriac.
Okay, because I was going to say, because that's my sister-in-law. My sister-in-law is like in tune with what's going on. She will go to the hospital for anything. Anything wrong.
Then that's not...
Feels like it is. And people are like,
okay,
how do you know?
I won't do that.
How do you know? How do you... And lo and behold, she somehow knew that something was wrong, and then bang, she's out getting surgery for some reason.
I don't think lo and behold. I think people don't listen to their bodies, and I think your sister might just be a correct advocate for actually standing up and going, something's wrong with my body, and I'm going to say something, whereas a lot of us just let it go or don't listen to our body and don't say there's a pain or go, that's the way my knee's supposed to be when it's not. And your sister might just be in tune to actual taking care of yourself.
Yeah, I like that. Like I like spin? That. Yeah.
I also don't like taking pills either. I try to take the chewies, the gummies, or the liquid. Yeah. I don't like.
She's like
pills.
A child,
Amanda. We're not talking about multivitamins.
All right, Amanda. Have a good day.
See you
have
later.
A good day.
Bye.
You know who's just like you is your boy. You know who doesn't like to take pain medicine like for anything ever, not even a headache. You know who it is.
Who is it?
Hit it, Ryan in Calabama. Come on. It's so predictable. So predictable. Where's his song?
Whoa. Oh, there it is.
Oh, you scared me, dude. Probably scared him, too, with that.
Yeah, you can tell
somebody deleted it.
Go ahead and tell everybody. I run away from them pills.
That makes one of us. I got a headache, popping the ibuprofen.
Oh, no, I'm running.
What is it with you guys? Why do you want to be in pain? I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, what's your reason,
no
Ryan?
Pain, no gain. No pain, no gain.
Mm. What are you gaining? From a headache, nothing.
Toughness. You're gaining toughness.
You're gaining the sense of your body and everything.
Don't we have enough to deal with?
don't we have enough toughness in this world?
Do I need more? I mean, DZ,
I nailed
come
two
on.
Of my fingers together and I went. Oh. I had to go in because I couldn't pull it out without being on.
Stop.
Being on pain pills, but they gave me lidocaine and I pulled it out myself.
Oh, only reason Ryan went in was because he needed help.
I'm going to throw up. That's disgusting.
It. Oh, my
God. Did you have to tell the nail story?
Okay.
Necessary on a Friday.
Every time.
Ryan's my boy, but I would have gone into hospital for that with no question.
Oh, God. I can't. Ugh. Some big energy for this weekend. 103.7 Kiss FM. Every Friday, we talk about what's happening this weekend because summer is lit.
It's in full swing, even though it's almost over.
I know.
Anyway.
It's getting sad. I put a bunch of pictures up on Facebook, and my sister goes, you didn't put our summer pictures. I go, summer's not over, and
don't
I'm not done. I'll post those later.
Oh, the photo dump for the summer roll is coming.
Yeah, that was only part of my summer photo dump, but we're not done
that
yet.
Album one. Thank you very much.
Summer's not over. And this is an example of it. Irish Fest is this weekend. I'm going to tell you everything going on this weekend and why summer is still in full effect.
Man, Irish Fest was popping last night.
We
could hear the fireworks clear as day from home.
Really?
In Bayview from home. I was like, yo. At one point, I looked at her and I was like, yo, what's that sound? She went, the fireworks?
At Irish
gunshots?
Fest?
Gunshots? I don't know.
Something.
She was like, are we playing fireworks
or
gunshots?
Like, let's just go back to bed, though. Whatever it is. We're not. Come on. That's funny.
But no. It was fireworks from Irish Fest. They was lit.
Well, I saw the corned beef heading down to the Summerfest grounds. I was like, yummy. Fest is this weekend. Zoo a la carte, which we talked about yesterday a little bit.
That think started. The fam might be going to that.
I'm going. I'm going with my fam. You going with your fam?
Well, I'm not going. I got stuff to do.
Oh, your family's going.
But the fam might be going, so you should link up with them.
I should. I probably won't, but I should.
You should.
Because I'm such a last minute gal. Zoo a la carte at the zoo started yesterday. Bands, food, all that throughout the zoo all weekend. And then at Veterans Park, two big things happening. Tomorrow night, Saturday night, they have the free summer night movie series. They're showing Grease. Popcorn's a dollar. It's a cute little activity, but I just wish they'd update the movies a little. Grease, I mean, come on. I mean, I grew up with Grease. It's time to...
That's a classic.
It's time to evolve it.
No, you got to keep putting kids on game or else the references will be lost forever.
I mean, it's not that I don't love Grease.
Grease Lightning!
My kids would be bored. That's all I'm saying. Grease Lightning! And then on Sunday, the coolest thing of all, the Puerto Rican Family Festival, DZ.
Wepa!
I wish I still ate beans and rice. One of my best childhood memories was eating Puerto Rican food at one of my best friend's house. Every day her aunt would make it and I'd go over there.
Beans and rice is a daily staple.
I don't eat beans and rice anymore and it sucks. I miss that food.
I hate it here.
I
mean, I love it here, but I hate it here.
So the Puerto Rican Family Festival, that's on Sunday at Veterans Park from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yeah, they say 8 p.m., but we know what that means.
I love it how you go, the Latinos, the Puerto Ricans, we keep going.
Come on now, 8 p.m.? 8 p.m.
I don't think so.
On Monday or what? What do you mean by that? 8 p.m. Monday, right?
Oh, man. All right. What Would DZ Do is coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Sorry, I want to say one thing before we start. What Would DZ Do?
What?
It's back today at 7:45, the newest feature on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Dumpster Fire Dating.
Maniacal laugh
it's
included.
It's brand new on Ali and DZ, and we're going to do it again this morning. So be back at 7:45 for Dumpster Fire Dating.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so today on What Would DZ Do, the problem is what? A man and a vasectomy, as I hear?
Yeah.
This is going to be funny.
We're going to call him Vasectomy Victor.
Call him Victor.
Victor. VV.
The big V.
Big V.
Getting the big V, huh?
The big V wrote in. Victor wrote in and said, my wife and I already have 3 kids and both agree that we're done having children. After we found out we were expecting our last child, we decided that getting a vasectomy would be the best option for us.
Okay.
One thing I failed to think about is that I've never been put under or had any surgery. I've never even broken a bone. With that realization, I began to second guess going through with the procedure. I get heavy anxiety thinking about needles or anything medical. I can't even watch the fake hospital shows my wife loves.
How do you think we feel having children? How do you think we feel, dude? But
hey,
go on.
Hey,
you think
I don't
we're
know.
Excited to go into the hospital? Come
we
on.
We don't know nothing about that.
Come on now. Go on. Sorry, I got triggered. Triggered!
The vasectomy feels like our only option. Mm-hmm. How can I feel better about this, or what else could I do? Please keep me anonymous. We listen every morning.
Thank God you're anonymous. Come on to light you up, Victor.
Okay, Victor.
You be nice. I won't be. No, what should he do?
If all right.
He doesn't want the vasectomy. He wants another solution to this. Well, good luck.
He feels like the vasectomy is it. They've already talked about the vasectomy is it. But now he's actually thinking about the vasectomy. That's the problem. You can't think about the vast, you know? Can't
just
think
do
about
it.
The big V. You got to just go in. You got to close your eyes.
Don't think, just do.
Don't think, just do. If you get this much anxiety about it, though, the most thing that I can say, and I'm gonna try to be helpful because I got no skin in this game, man. I really don't, right?
Mm-hmm. Pun intended.
Talk to your doctor. See if you can get something or see if they can help you before the procedure to relax you a little
bit. Some anxiety meds, some Xanax.
Yeah,
come on.
Something.
I'll pop one when I'm stressed. So that's what it's for, anxiety.
And I'm the one that's not into taking medication.
Yeah.
So when I say talk to your doctor, if you feel like this is your only option, if you're not willing to use spermicide or whatever, if you're not willing to use a condom, if you don't want to do any of the other measures, if your wife isn't really willing to go get her procedure, if the vasectomy is it, you got to do it.
It's just so hard as a woman knowing what we go through medically, what our bodies go through physically, and how intense childbirth and all these things can be.
Mm-hmm.
And then to hear men go, huh. It's because I'm so scared because it's going to be a day and a half.
This
of
is
pain
a big deal.
I get it. But imagine what happens to our privates all the time. And that's what I'm saying, as from our perspective, you guys look weak. Step up and do it already. That's bogus. This is nothing compared to what we go through for the children. So you can get a vasectomy. As a woman, I'm just saying.
Well, we're not women. We can't compare.
Why?
We don't know the experience.
Why is this
and
so
we
dramatic?
Can't compare to y'all. Anytime
God.
We try to compare, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
But y'all chop us down and compare us all
same.
The time. Well, it's not. And it never
Ours
will be.
Ours is way worse.
Well,
chill
that's
out.
Fine. That's fine. That's fine. We got no experience with that, so we can't speak on that. We can only speak from what we go through.
I know. You guys are being babies.
Well,
just do it.
Like, help this baby out.
Alabama was like, it was the first.
Help this baby out, because I ain't got it.
So you say,
go get yourself something.
Go get some medicine.
Go talk to your doctor, telling you you're really struggling
out.
With this. See if they can help you, prescribe something to help you relax before the procedure.
Here go the phones. 414-533-1037. All I had to do was yell at men about being weak for vasectomies, and I knew the phones would I knew the phones would light up. We're going to take your calls and texts next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Big shocker. It's all men lined up on the phone.
Because guess what? This is what we know.
This is a man problem, isn't it?
This is a man's world.
Today, during What Would DZ Do?
For this minute. Clint. But it would be nothing. Nothing.
Without.
The woman I just.
All right, Clint's in the cotton walk this morning. Good morning, Clint. How we doing?
Really good. How are y'all?
Well, you know, I knew I'd set some men off when I said that you're being weak if you don't want to get a vasectomy. Just step up.
All you got to do is call a man weak and then they show up. Good morning, Clint. What's the word, man?
Clint, what do you think that this guy should do? Victor doesn't want to get the vasectomy. What's your advice?
Help him out.
Well, I agree with both of y'all, so... I think he just needs to do it in like DZ mentioned, just tell his doc, I got some anxiety about this. I'm a little worried.
Yeah.
Millions of people have done it. I know that. But me in particular, I've never done this, never got under the knife. They don't put you under.
I knew that.
So can they, though?
If you ask for drugs?
If I ask nicely. I thought they put you under. Whoops.
No. Ooh. Just you're awake. Just like childbirth, yeah. DZ. Welcome to it.
My wife wasn't awake for childbirth.
Well, she was the exception. I mean, even a C-section, you're awake, which is gnarly. But that's a whole other topic for another day. So, well, Clint, did you have a vasectomy?
He said no. He hasn't had it. Oh, you did?
He did. But he's never been under for anything else, is what he's saying. But he made it. He's all right.
Yeah, I made it through. I'm still here.
I'm talking to y'all today.
Clint, very proud of you. Strong man right there.
Very strong, man. How long did it take you to heal from it? You know, because we need to help Victor out. So you're saying just do it. How long did it really take you to feel normal after that? And you know what I mean by normal, big dog.
What do you mean?
54 hours or so. You just get a bunch of baby powder. You put that in your underwear. And you're good.
Oh.
Just get back to work.
Who knew?
Then get back to work.
And I love the accent on top of it, Clint. You're like, listen, you just get the baby powder and get back to work.
The name Clint with the accent
it makes sense.
All I'm saying is we got to get this man a theme song because his advice was on point today, too. Just get you some baby powder, get back to work.
Ooh,
Clint, we love it, man.
I'm going to give a shout out to my home state of Texas. I'm not from around these parts, but
we can tell you're not from these parts.
Not from here? What?
It's the accent that gave you away, Clint.
You couldn't hide it if you wanted to, brother, but we love it, man. Wait, let's talk to you tomorrow, man. Yeah.
Thanks, Clint.
All right. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for taking my call.
Aww.
Make it a great day.
My gosh,
appreciate
so
you,
nice.
Man. Appreciate you. You make it a great day. Yo, that's that Southern night. That's that Southern nice
that
right there.
Southern man right there. He's not afraid of nothing, and he's got the vasectomy, and he's polite.
Man's man.
And I like it. And people make fun of me for my Southern accent, which I don't even hear half the time. Clint was next level Southern accent.
Boy, that's South. That's deep South.
My words draw out sometimes because of growing up.
That's that Southern Illinois.
Yeah, that's the Southern. So ill in me. That's the so ill in me. Todd is in West Bend this morning. Good morning, Todd.
Oh, no, we lost Todd.
Oh, no, sorry. Then let's go to Dan in Waukesha. Let's just keep it moving.
Just keep it pushing. You know what
let's go.
But Dan got himself a theme song, so we got to run it.
Ah, Dan, good morning. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
What's the word, Dan?
All dudes on the phone.
You guys do it.
We out here. We trying to figure it out for Vasectomy Victor, man. He needs some help.
Yeah, no, I hear you. But you know what? I'm going to take a little twist on this, and you know, the hard part is I agree with everybody, but I'm going to say this dude just got to work on his pullout game. I'm not going to lie.
Come on, Dan.
I'm going to keep it real.
Dan, you know that's not a save play ever.
Thank you, DZ. I was just going to say, dummy. Who says that? Look. Kids are going to believe that. No, the pullout game doesn't work.
Pullout game is weak. He's already got three kids, bro.
Stop telling people
I know he's got three kids, but check this out. You know what? There is such a thing as practice, you know? And you just got to wheeze on in, you know? When you get to that point, you just go ahead and think of something disgusting. You'd be like, oh, shit, Richard Simmons.
What?
You know?
Dan, get out of here.
Bye, Dan. Oh, my God. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here.
That's very accusatory, wasn't
it? Where are you going?
Where are you going?
You sound like my wife, Erin. I'll just be walking through the house. But where are you going? I'm like, what? To the bathroom?
DZ thought he wanted to work with me until he realized he has a one wife and an extra one who bugs him. Who bugs him when Aaron's not there, let me tell you. No, where you're leaving town.
I am.
What's going on? Like, so, I have no idea.
Yeah, you do.
I do. You're going to a bachelor party or a wedding?
It's my guy's bachelor party, one of my brothers, man. Mm-hmm. Cameron, we've been close since high school.
Yeah.
You know, literally have done every sport together. Mm-hmm. Every sport. Well, he ain't do track, but football, wrestling, that's my boy. That's my brother. That's my man.
You are at this age where you're going to weddings nonstop. We've talked about this on the air. Like, you just turned 30. You're in that age where everybody's getting married.
We're in mode.
And we've seen it this summer.
And
weddings nonstop
weddings,
for you.
It is wedding season because September there's one coming up. October there's another one coming up. But this one is the one for the September wedding I'm standing in. Mm-hmm. We're going to LaPorte, Indiana.
What the hell is it? I don't even know. That's a thing?
Golfing.
Let me Google. Golfing's in LaPorte. That's it.
Golfing.
Is he from there?
Nope.
It's just a place he wants to go.
Just where we're going. Random. What the connection is to him, zero idea.
That's random.
Whoever planned it maybe decided. I know that the homies were talking about maybe not spending a whole load of money on going to a trip and flying and this, that, and the third. So I think maybe he wanted to pick somewhere close, but still out of the way.
Sure.
Right? And he's a low-key cat. So I could see LaPorte being for the low-key cats.
Yeah, men go to the Dells on trips and golf and hang out and drink. What's the difference?
What's the difference?
Same thing.
Maybe there's a Dells-type environment in LaPorte. We're about to find out.
Yeah, I see it here on the map. Okay, so you're going to Indiana for a bachelor party, and you're going to golf.
And we're going to golf and play poker, apparently.
Is the wife staying here?
Yeah. She's staying with the baby. Family's coming to hang out. They might be going to Zoo a la Carte.
I'll have to call her and say, when do you want to go to Zoo a la Carte with
me? What's the word? Yeah. So they're hanging out here. And then, man, it's actually a pretty busy weekend. My mom's birthday's on Monday, so we're going to probably see her at some point.
Well, but the bachelor party
is the goal.
And you'll be back Monday, though.
Oh, of course. Okay, Come on, man. Come on, dog. You know I ain't missing Monday.
You guys staying in an Airbnb or what?
Yes.
All right.
It's an Airbnb barn.
It's probably cheap in LaPorte, Indiana. I'm like, in Indiana, that's probably part of it. It's just cheap.
Nice and secluded, you know, so the boys can get rowdy. Mm. Hopefully we don't break nothing.
You're going to break something.
We might break something.
You're going to break something.
Yeah, we might break something.
Well, have fun on your bachelor party weekend.
Appreciate you, dog. I mean, I feel like it's a lot. A lot of bachelor party weekends, a lot of weddings going down. But like you said, 'tis the season. I'm at that age.
And you're broke. And now you're broke.
Ain't that the truth? Just bought a house and I'm in a wedding? Oh, I'm broke. And we're going to have a baby? Oh, I'm broke.
You got to spend money on the bachelor party and the outfit and the wedding gift. And don't get me started.
It doesn't stop.
Never stops.
It never stops. Mm-mm. Can't stop, won't stop.
Mm-mm. Well, have fun. Coming up next for Am I the Jerk, though, it involves somebody who told their kid not to even bother applying for college. Don't even waste your time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they want to know if they're the jerk for telling their kid that.
Don't further your education.
Don't even bother. Tell you why next.
FM. I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Tamara wrote into the show, wants to know if she's a jerk for telling her daughter not to bother applying for college.
Tam,
don't even bother applying for college.
Okay.
Let me explain.
Yeah.
This is what Tamara wrote in. You can always write in.
Is it Tamara or Tamara? No, I'm playing.
It's Tamara.
Oh, bet.
You can call it Tammy. I don't care. Call it Tam.
Tam.
She wrote in. You can always email amithejerk at 1037kissfm.com. Send us an email. We'll get to it when we get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what she said. She said, my 16-year-old daughter is a smart girl. I'm proud of what she's accomplished, but she's also really young and naive in a lot of ways. My husband and I feel like she's easily manipulated. She constantly calls or texts myself and her father for help with things. She doesn't pay much attention to her surroundings, and she can't really stand up for herself. So she gets older, I've been worried about her caving to peer pressure from her friends.
Mm-hmm.
So her dad and I decided that we're not going to let her go off to college as long as she's a minor under our care. So that means she won't be going in fall of next year, 2024, because she's still going to be a minor. She doesn't turn 18 until December. So she came to us talking about filling out college applications, and I said, don't bother. I explained we weren't letting her go until she's old enough to make that decision for herself. She started crying, but I refused to budge.
That's cold.
I don't think I'm being unreasonable. Honestly, her reaction's more evidence of immaturity, Tamara says. Am I the jerk for telling my daughter not to bother applying for college? So the mom and the dad are saying, you're not mature enough. You can't handle it. Don't even bother.
Don't worry about it. You ain't going. Well, I mean, when under their care, they can really do whatever they want.
Honestly, but when she's 18,
she could just go apply and do whatever for herself.
What's the difference? And in a year and a half, what are you going to do?
A lot of growth can happen in that year and a half. Realistically, a lot of maturity. Maybe this could help set the catalyst to have her, you know, be more aware of her surroundings and maybe manipulate it less.
I think Tamara's a jerk. I think she's trying to be a helicopter mom and control her kid. And I think we all are screwed up and go out and learn our... We make mistakes when we go out on our own. That's how we learn our lessons.
Birdie got to fly. Birdie got to fly.
It's part of life.
I do hear you, but I'm leaning towards not the jerk, just they said it in a jerk way. Guaranteed, like, I feel like they said it in a jerk way.
It was so condescending.
Don't bother. Don't bother. You can't handle college.
You're too naive. You're not smart enough.
Right, but they were saying it from a place of care. Mm-hmm. You know, they obviously care for their daughter because they're aware and worried that, if she goes off to college, this might be bad jujus all around. Mm-hmm. I'm leaning towards not the jerk. Mm-hmm. I wish they would have said it differently, but I hear what they're saying because some kids can't handle it. You know the ones that get to college and wild out, something crazy happens or something unfortunate happens.
Yeah.
But it is a learning experience. Still going not the jerk for what you said, though.
I mean, I went to college and went wild my first year. And I got good grades. Like, I would have been the kid you would have thought wouldn't have gone wild in college. Yeah. So it's based on, it could be anything. You don't know what freedom's going to do to a kid. You have no clue.
They could be completely wrong. She could get to college and evolve and flourish.
That's what I mean.
She comes back after the first semester and they're like, who is this kid?
What if she's like this because they're helicopter parents, and if she had some freedom, she would become a normal person.
Tamara.
I'm jumping to conclusions, but I think she's a jerk. You say not a jerk. Is Tamara a jerk for telling her daughter not to bother applying for college? I don't think she's mature enough for it. 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and your texts next. I mean, if you don't want me to go to college, if you don't want me to go study, fine.
Not until you're ready.
Go to my room then. Kiss.
A jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Tamara wrote in, wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her daughter not to bother applying for college because they don't think she's ready. They think she's too immature, can't handle herself, is susceptible to peer pressure. Welcome to being a kid. Is this life in general? I don't know. Sydney is in Waukesha this morning, though. Good morning, Sydney.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think? Is Tamara a jerk or not a jerk for telling her daughter, don't even bother applying for college?
Yeah, I think she's a jerk. I mean, I think in the way the approach of it was totally wrong. I mean, I have had friends who've gone off to college, realize it's not what they want,
right?
But maybe phrase it in that way, like, hey, you know what, if you don't know what you want to do yet, maybe take a year to think about it, take some general courses. I mean, if she wants to go off to college, good for her.
Right.
Learn that independence, learn how to mature. I mean, I learned how to like cook a bowl of noodles when I was in college.
Wow.
I mean, do my own laundry.
Wow. Which is your parents' fault, by the way. The fact that you didn't know how to make noodles till college is your parents' fault, for the record. I just want to state
but
that.
It's the evolution of the freedoms you get when you when you live in an environment like college.
Yep.
And that's, Sydney's got a great point. That's all the first year is anyway. Mm-hmm. Gen eds and figuring it out.
So many people screw up their first year because they're free, finally, and they've been used to being a kid in a house with parents.
And
right?
It's a huge reality check that either sets you up or sets you off.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Right. And Allie, I agree with you. The helicopter parents thing. I mean, I kind of grew up in that way myself.
See?
So it wasn't until I went to college, actually until I moved out of my parents' house,
that you
and learned responsibility. And now I'm a successful nurse. So
you know what? And DZ and I talked about that a little off the air, but some of this could be on the parents. Your kid not being prepared could be on you at the end of the day. There's things that could be, but you're also responsible. So, Sydney, you're right. Let them fly free and learn how to be independent.
Let them spread their wings.
It worked for Sydney, and she's successful. See?
It can work for your kid, too.
I am living proof. Go to college. Mess up, have a drink or two.
Yes.
I don't know. Have
Same.
Fun.
I don't know. Just do the college thing. We appreciate your call,
Bye, Sydney.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Later.
Bye.
That's a good little success story.
I love it.
For parents to hear they're afraid to let go.
I mean, what parent isn't afraid to let go?
We all are.
You know, you think of the years spent. We're in the early years now, and I'm already thinking of letting them go off to college. Like, what?
I know.
Yeah, nah.
Scary.
Very.
Meredith is in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Meredith.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear. What do you say? We're trying to figure out, is Tamara the jerk?
Yeah, so I would say that the mom is a jerk. Mm-hmm. Oh, but I want to piggyback off of what they just said.
Mm-hmm.
If she really thinks that her daughter's that naive. Now, granted, I was naive, and I'm still in high school. I was naive, but I turned out pretty good. But if she's that naive, and her mom and dad don't feel comfortable, have her go to a community college and live at home.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have her go to like somewhere like where I went, like UW. Well, no, it's part of UWM.
Baby steps.
Yeah,
that's
community
not...
college. Let her go there. Live at home for like a year and then see if she's that naive still.
Okay, hold on, though.
About it. My gosh, it's not that hard.
It's not. It's just stressful.
Am I the only one feeling like even if you tell them then, okay, well, you can go to college but still live under our roof, you're still being controlling at that point. You're still going, we're going to still keep our eye on you because we don't trust that you could make any decisions as an adult.
You got to prove it.
You know, it's like
them as parents are saying
she's
got to prove
herself. I agree with you, Allie. I do. Yeah. I felt like that too at times. But
yeah.
I turned out pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, heck, when I was diagnosed with anxiety at like 6 years old, thought I was going to make it to a 4-year college, live on my own and control my own money.
Well, that's dumb because people live with anxiety every day and it's treatable and there are doctors that can help you.
Yeah.
And I just want to state that for the record. It's not a disability if you're getting it treated correctly, people.
That's right.
Don't punish yourself.
And don't shortchange nobody
don't
either,
yourself.
Man. You can live a very full life.
100%.
But I mean,
we all have anxiety at this point.
The age that we live today, have we forgotten the fact that you can basically go through college online? Mm-hmm. You don't even have to go somewhere anymore.
You don't.
Come on now.
You're right, actually.
When we went to school in our day,
we walked miles from the dorms to class.
Uphill both ways.
And we didn't complain because we were still drunk from the night before.
Now these kids are graduating college online.
And they're sober.
They got it easy. No, but it facilitates that flexibility for you, man. And a lot of places don't offer it, but you can find the places that do. And that is, that is what we need.
Pull her down.
Yeah. Meredith, we appreciate
you
calling.
You're too loud. We got to let you go. Stop.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Great point. Bye.
Bye, Meredith. Last but not least, let's go to Anne because she was very passionate about this. Anne, we have two jerks already. Which way are you going?
A jerk.
Hey, sweep.
I'm shocked.
Anne brought the broom. Sweepy, sweepy, sweepy.
But what?
Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
You're welcome.
Ha!
I live through hell, so you don't have to. And I have submitted all of my DMs that I get that are ridiculous to DZ, who is now going to read them on the air. And DZ, today's comes from Ben on Hinge, which, just so you have some context, Ben's pickup line, which you'll read, came off of the prompt where they said, "What are you looking for?" And I said, "I'm looking for someone confident and funny." And this was what he wrote back. You got it?
So, I'm Ben.
Oh, is this your voice for Ben?
Yeah, this is my Ben voice.
What does Ben say?
And since you're looking for somebody confident and funny, Allie, I'll let you know that a few days ago I hiked with the fam. At the end, there was a giant waterfall. YOLO. So I stripped down to my knickers. Knickers, you heard me.
Underwear. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
And hopped in. Ah, the fam egged me on. But freezing water plus tight underwear equals a Ken doll flashing his family. Good times, good times.
Well, DZ. This is the garbage I get.
This man said YOLO.
He said YOLO in all caps in the message. Do we say YOLO still?
No, we don't. I do, but most people don't.
What is he talking about? Is he?
Listen.
I said I want you to be confident and funny, and he sent back a paragraph about stripping down to his underwear and hopping in cold water. I mean, what?
Let me break this down for you. Since you said you wanted somebody confident and funny, he thought it would be hilarious to share an anecdote of when he was hiking with his family and showed no fear, the YOLO confidence to strip down to his underoos.
This is like an unsolicited pick women get that we also don't want. He's telling a story I don't care about.
He was looking to give you a mental image too, but he was trying to prove that
I don't want
he
that.
Was ha ha funny, egg like easily egged on to do dumb things. And his family convinced him to jump in the waterfall. So he did. But it was so cold that he shriveled up.
That's just not anything I need to hear about or want to hear about. There's nothing interesting. There's nothing. No turn on. No. Wow, I need to.
Bobby missed the mark with this.
What is with these guys?
Listen, as far as a rating goes, on a 1 to 5, my man gets a 0.5. This was terrible.
This was horrible. I'm never going out with this guy.
This was absolutely terrible. Ben gets no shake.
414.
He looks like a nice guy.
533-1037. I can see your texts. Bella in Kenosha said, yes, TGIF and dumpster fire dating's back. somebody else said, what is wrong with this guy? OMG. You need to go on a date with him and come back and tell us the stuff he says. No. Unsubscribe.
I'm gonna go ahead and say no. Don't do it.
Don't go out with this guy, right?
This is not a good vibe for me.
This is way too much in an opening line message on a dating app.
Looks like he's very nice, but he also seems very strange to me.
The thing is, it's not that he's not attractive. It's his message is bizarre, and it makes me go, no thanks.
He
right?
thought he was being funny.
He's not.
He thought he was being witty.
Weird.
He thought it was displaying
dorky.
His confidence. Dorky. He's very dorky. And it's coming off kind of goofy.
Sarah in Kenosha said, not giving me big energy. 0 out of 5 for me. Oh, Ben.
Kendall flashing his family, huh? That's what you want to go with?
Wow.
Okay. Okay. That's an interesting pickup line. Okay. Hey, everybody's got different game.
We do this every single Friday. Dumpster fire dating, where DZ reads the DMs. We get on dating apps. And then you tell us if we should go out with this guy.
Should Allie date this guy? Should Allie give Ben a chance?
Somebody said unhinged people are on Hinge.
You got to get off Hinge.
I like Hinge. Leave me alone. I like them all. I'm not discriminating against any of these apps. Everything. Farmers Only, Christian Mingle.
You love it all.
Who cares?
Plenty fish.
Plenty of fish. We're here for it. Okay, Ben, it's a no for us. Thanks.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Just a reminder before we get into the drama with the Blind Side and all that Britney Spears, she's getting divorced after a year of marriage. We talked about that yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
If you missed anything, basically her husband Sam Asghari is going for spousal support, but apparently her prenup is tighter than an oven, baby. So good luck with that
Air
one,
tight.
Sam. You ain't getting any.
Have fun with that one.
Nor do you deserve it after a year of marriage and no kids.
Yeah, for real.
Get a job.
For real.
That's the random Britney update on that one. But let's talk about this drama with Michael Orr. Him coming out and saying that this movie, a lot of us saw The Blind Side.
I own it.
Know the story. About him and his come up and how the TUIs took him in and took care of him and helped him, you know, be successful. But really, now he is in his late 30s saying that he didn't realize they didn't adopt him. They did a conservatorship and he didn't understand any of that when he signed it.
He was adopted.
He thought. But he was never adopted.
Right.
And that when he was 18, he thought he understood. Now he's saying he was lied to. They made tons of money on his name. Millions and millions.
He wants 15 mil.
They're coming out now and saying that, he knew. He knew. And so this is getting, like, the TUIs, the couple, the one who Sandra Bullock played, the husband and wife.
Leanne and Sean TUI, yeah.
They're saying, they were aware they were conservators. He was aware, but...
Did he actually know what conservatorship meant?
He didn't know.
Doubtful.
That. Well, I think that for a second, even the TUIs tried to act like they didn't realize it was a conservatorship. You knew you were the conservator.
We felt like he was our child.
No. So it's quite the story now, and it's kind of sad.
It's going to get worse.
He thought these people, were taking care of him, and then to come out in your late 30s and go, wow, they were controlling everything, and I am a adult who can make my own decisions, I can make my own money, and they've been controlling everything for years, treating me. They acted like he had an intellectual disability. He didn't.
No.
He did not. So the whole thing is wacky.
Man, this is going to get ugly. I could just feel it.
Yeah, but we're going to be here for it, so don't worry. We'll keep you updated. I don't think you saw one.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. And DZ and I got into a very deep convo off the air about UFOs.
You don't got to believe me. That's fine. I don't care. I'm crazy, whatever.
I didn't say you're crazy. I do believe there are other life forms on other planets. In fact, we've been told that at this point. We know that. It's not even what I believe. We know that from science, okay?
It's been proven.
We figured that much out. So I'm aware that there are aliens out there, whatever the hell they are, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a life form something on
There's
another
extraterrestrials.
Planet. But DZ told me that he has seen a UFO, not once. How many times did you claim?
Listen,
How many?
I've seen what I feel is a UFO more than once, but I have one very clear-cut experience with a witness. Well, I wasn't by myself.
Well, let's hear it, because I would love to hear this story, and we're going to talk about UFOs.
So this was when we were in college, right? We were hanging out, had some friends over. My wife and I had moved to an apartment off campus. At the time, we were just still dating, right?
Yes. So this is in Sheboygan.
In Sheboygan. Shout out to Lakeland University, man. So we're sitting up there in good old Sheboygan.
Which I feel like is relevant to the story because of cornfields.
And it's very open, nice and dark at night. You can see the stars beautifully.
Well, every movie convinces me that's when UFOs come. They come in cornfields at night. Isn't that what the movies say?
Well, and the movies are probably
honestly?
Right. Because we're sitting there hanging out outside, right? Me and my guy, Matt. We just posted up, talking, chopping it up, you know, doing what it do, bro stuff. When we just kind of start to stargaze a little bit, admire the stars.
Yeah.
Like, man, it really is beautiful out here. The stars look crazy. Like, wow, you don't get this in the city.
You're enjoying nature.
We're enjoying nature. I love nature. When both of us kind of at the same time stop talking.
Yeah.
Because in the sky, we see these very, very bright lights. Three of them. They look like stars in the distance, but close at the same time. As we're looking at them, all of a sudden, these three stars get into some weird triangle formation. Flip into a triangle V form. If you've ever seen like the geese flying, some V formation stuff, does some weird diagonal internal zigzag in the sky, and then shoots off. But it doesn't shoot off across the sky like when you see an airplane move.
It went up.
It went
up
and out and into like the galaxy. Only way I could describe it. Bruh, no way is what everybody said, because me and the homie Matt looked down at each other and went, did you see that? And the confirmation of, oh no, we saw that, and we explained it, and it went like this, and then it choop-choop, and then it went
and
out.
You agreed, you saw the same thing.
Like,
nobody's losing their mind here. You both saw it.
Mind you,
wow.
We got other homies that are inside, not hanging out outside with us. So we go back inside, both acknowledging the fact that we're going to tell everybody this crazy old story, and nobody's going to believe a lick of it.
Well, if you had been alone, we really wouldn't believe a lick of it. The fact that you had your friend with you helps.
I had a second set of eyes, because my eyes ain't so good, but I did have my glasses on.
So my mind, my pessimistic mind, goes to the questions like, how do you know it wasn't a drone?
These
are the things I ask just to clear the air. How do you know it wasn't a drone?
We've theorized.
Okay.
Listen, drones weren't as prevalent as they are now, then.
Yeah, because that was over 10 years ago, probably, if you were in college.
You don't gotta age me like that.
Oh, sorry, 8 years ago.
It was like 5 years ago. Five, give or take. But no, it wasn't in a drone era. And the fact that it was just kind of like there, hovering, illuminating.
And you're sure the lights were the shape of stars?
They looked, they were far enough to where you couldn't tell what the lights were, but close enough to where they looked like stars at a distance, when all of a sudden you realize that they're not stars. They're not stars at all.
Somebody texted in DZ and said the Great Lakes are supposed to be a hotspot for UFO activity, so Sheboygan makes sense.
Thank you.
Okay, wait, but like, why are the Great Lakes supposed to be a hot spot? You can't just send that and not tell me why.
People have said that there's like a Bermuda Triangle inside of Lake Michigan.
We drink a lot in the state. We're drunk all the time.
We weren't that much drinking. We were with it enough to remember the story and go inside and be called crazy by everybody else.
All right. Well, then we're going to take your UFO stories, because I'm not I used to be completely no way you're on crack. Like,
so you've never seen one?
No, and that would have been my response probably 10 years ago. But now that I'm aware there are life forms on other planets, and we try to go to other planets and we do, so what's the why wouldn't somebody be coming to us? What's the difference?
What is the difference?
There is no difference.
And they to be called non-human, actually.
And if they're cooler than us, can I go there? Because sometimes y'all humans piss me off, okay? If there's another planet with other people, can I check them out too?
If y'all got something more fun going on, can I transplant? Do y'all accept?
If I could take all the good humans and transport to the other state.
You apply for political asylum to go to a different planet?
Leave all the wackos on Earth while we go find something new?
I know I'm not the only one with a UFO story, dog.
You're not. You're Are you kidding me? You're definitely not. 414-533-1037. Thank you to whoever texted in and said, I wouldn't say pessimistic mind, Allie. More like realistic. Thank you. He said he saw a UFO. Fine. We're going to talk about it.
I did see a UFO.
I am the one that's always preached about, come on with the alien stuff already. Enough. But DZ is very, like, we saw it. Me and my friend, we saw three stars in the sky, you said.
And I'm the kind of guy that you got to see it to believe it. When I saw it, I went, I already believe in aliens, but when I saw it, I went, confirmation!
Yeah. Well, Bella in Kenosha is on the phone. You're never going to believe this. She claims she saw the same thing.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Let's pull her up. Bella!
Hey!
Hey!
Good morning! Good
morning. Are UFOs bringing all the boys to New York?
Well, it happened. It did.
How do you guys know it's not a cluster of satellites? That's what somebody wrote into the show.
Okay.
Why not?
No, no.
Bella,
no?
Do you want to take this one?
I saw what I saw.
What'd you see, Bella? Listen. Tell me.
So it was on 10-10-10, believe it or not, the first time that we saw it. It was a super bright white light. We're like, whoa, what is that, right? And then all of a sudden, there was another one. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, there was another one, and then they formed this triangular formation, just like DZ was talking about.
What is and then it?
So have you ever heard of the Arizona Lights? Or they're called, like, the Phoenix Lights?
No.
Yeah, Google I have. It. Google
yes.
it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's
we
legit.
Got our very own what up is it? Here.
So what? Well, for people that are driving,
unidentified pretend like I Googled flying
it.
Objects.
It, that's what that comes up when you Google it? Okay.
Yeah, just look, you look up the Arizona Lights. Arizona
wait,
Flying yeah. Lights.
But nobody has any explanation other than we've just decided it's a UFO.
Oh,
really
somebody's
know.
Got an explanation. They're just not telling us the full explanation.
Mm-hmm. The Phoenix Lights were a series of widely sighted unidentified flying objects observed in the skies over the southwestern states of Arizona and Nevada on March 13th, 1997.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then they were, and then they were back on 10-10-10 for Bella, mm-hmm. and then they came back on whatever date that I can't remember in 2013 for me.
I'm not saying it didn't happen. I'm just saying you don't know what it was at the end of the day.
I'm pretty confident and I know exactly what jeez. It is, but I just sound crazy when I talk about it. Bella, we ain't getting nowhere with her. She ain't gonna believe us.
I'm sorry.
I never said it was aliens, but it was definitely something that I didn't know what it was. And I was with Mike at the time, actually, and he didn't know what it was either. We were like on our first date.
It was freaky, like, man.
Do you see that? I don't know. Do you see that? I don't want him to think I'm weird.
I don't want to acknowledge, but we're making eye contact because we're waiting for somebody to acknowledge that mm-hmm. we both saw what we saw.
What?
That, I've been right. there.
At least she was with him so they could bond over it versus being like the new guy she goes on a date with and that's what she tells him right away. You imagine? He would have been like, okay, wacko.
So, hey, yeah. great to meet you.
Yeah.
Anyway, aliens.
Yeah. Somebody texted in and said, Lakeland definitely has UFO action.
Thank you.
Middle of the court, field and all. Perfect place for them.
You man. Guys,
where were you at, though, Bella? What city? Were you in Kenosha when you saw
it? Yeah, I was in Kenosha, yep.
Open cornfield areas.
By the lake.
By the lake.
By the lake.
Crazy.
Like, Michigan is like the hub. Gotta be.
All right, Bella, you are the next person to say you saw what DZ saw and you've seen the UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
I'll receive it. And I'll
I got chills.
I'll think about it.
Appreciate your support, Bella.
Yeah, of course. Like, when I heard you say that, I was dang lost my mind. See, I can't even talk.
She was like,
Bella went, me too. Where's my phone? Where's my
phone?
Did the aliens take my phone? I got a call.
Yeah, it literally was like that.
Wow. Thanks for calling, Bella.
Yeah. Have a good day, you guys.
You too. Later.
Somebody texted in and said, legit, we had an encounter when we were driving home on a dark road and it literally went and hovered along with our car and then all of a sudden zoomed away, but like faster than our brains can comprehend. It was my mom, grandma, sister, and I, and we all saw it.
Everybody went, what the? Blah, 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 blah. Bruh, it was one of those things where we both stared at it long enough and then it all of a sudden triangle formulation and shoo, 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 we felt like it saw us
that's
looking
crazy.
At them and went, they spotted us and dipped.
Mm.
Okay, I'm getting crazy right now.
Do you want to talk to your friend Greg?
No, I want to talk to my friend Greg, man.
Pull him up. Good. That means no. Greg and Gurney, good morning.
What's the word, Papa?
This is one of your friends.
What's
huh?
going on, man?
This is one of my guys, man. I've known him since high school.
Ah, were you there when he saw the UFO, Greg?
No.
I was not. Well, that I was not.
Then it didn't happen.
He's the one that brings his own bedding when he come over.
Wait, you're the guy, Greg,
absolutely.
That brings your own bedding? Greg.
Blanket
come on.
And pillow every time.
No way.
I told you.
It's like bringing a blanket. You bring
pillow.
That too? I
yeah.
Greg.
He brings his blanket.
That's amazing.
Absolutely.
Oh, Oh, Greg. Well, hi.
So I hear you guys talking about UFOs this morning, yeah. And I got a little thing. So my question is, with UFOs, I do believe that aliens exist because our universe is so big, Since there's not too many visualizations of them, that makes me have always wondered, do y'all think there is something as like the Men in Black that exists? And the reason there isn't more,
I love this question,
more sightings of them is because there's an organization that is preventing us from seeing them.
Okay, well, I'm not getting into conspiracy theories. This is a light Friday show, but Greg
knows my answer.
But Greg knows. Listen, Greg, this is what I think. I find it interesting. I do wonder if there are life forms. I want to know what they look like, because aliens sound so nuts in our mind. And the vision, like the pictures of aliens we've been given are so wacky, right? That they make it unrealistic. Right. Whereas they could be people like us. It could be plants. It could be anything, any kind of life form on another plate.
Of course.
So I would love to know what the aliens look like to get a new vision in my mind to make it more believable, if that makes any sense. Because they don't look like, you know,
it's all speculation.
The one-eyed green goblin. Right. Like, come on.
Super long fingers, crazy lanky body.
Who came up with these images?
We
these
don't
are
know.
Made up. So that's what makes it so nuts in my mind. If I can get real about it, then maybe. Because we know we have some kind of life form
out
there.
You want the proof. You want to be shown.
Yeah, and I need a different image in my mind. That's what was ingrained for my whole life, was this wacky alien image.
Allie, you know what I'm hearing?
Huh?
I'm hearing that you needed to take a trip with us to Sheboygan. buddy.
Hey, I didn't say no.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.